The CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phones, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310, and we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. This is episode number 8. Today is Friday, the 8th day of February, 2013. We're here today with the coach herself, Ms. Robin Dane, the trading coach from robindane.com. Today we're going to talk about procrastination. We're just not going to put it off any longer. Robin, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Dwayne. And how is my mic today?
I'm
switching headsets here, so am I okay?
Pretty good. It's a little hot.
Which means still? Okay, let me turn
loud,
down.
But, you know, not too
is that
bad.
Better?
Testing. That kind of sounds the same. I mean, you're loud and clear, no doubt about that. But you're not too loud.
Yeah.
The other day it was it was almost uncomfortably loud, but if you can turn it down one more notch.
All right, let me try one other thing here. How's that?
That's perfect.
Okay, good.
Fantastic. So,
okay.
Glad we
okay,
did.
So
I'm
we have
we
an exciting topic today, Dwayne.
We do.
Something that's dear to all of our hearts. Procrastination. It is just this amazing thing that happens over and over and over again. And, you know, how do we get fix this? It's really crazy. Procrastination's something that, when we have something to do, I'm gonna relate to something that's coming up because this is, something that I've was familiar with in the past that I no longer do, and I have some strategies on how to fix it. Doing your taxes.
Yeah.
Yes, doing your taxes. Everybody's like, oh, procrastination, doing your taxes. Who wants to do your taxes? Now, the reason that we go into this avoidance thing or kind of into a loop, you know, we go into this vicious circle of just not attacking or doing what we should be doing. And the reason is typically it's because it's something boring. It creates pain. Or it's just unpleasant. You know, we just don't like to do it. And it could really relate to anything. It could relate to going out with a particular person on a date. It could relate to getting up the courage to change your job or ask for a raise. It could be doing your taxes and getting them in on time. It really does fall into many different areas. And always the crux of the problem seems to be it's boring, painful, or unpleasant to do. So, you know, our goal today is to go through, you know, how we can turn these kind of things around because really it's all in your head. And, I always get amazed when I procrastinate at something and then I get down to a timeline and I don't know if you're the type of person that waits till the last minute and, of course, then you kind of hustle around and you get it done. And when you do that, you actually find out that the time that it took you to get it done is much less than you really thought it was going to be. And so you took all that time, months and months and months of procrastinating or weeks or days or whatever, how long it took.
Yep.
You took all that energy that you had during that time, putting it off, putting it off, putting it off, and thinking about it, when you could have been doing something really productive and fun. So what we want to do is we want to go through what are some of the things that you can do to reverse procrastination or attack something quickly. And really, this is all in your head. And so because I'm the trader's coach, and you know, a lot of times we have things that are in our head. Like, well, let's relate to trading because, you know, since we're talking about trading all the time and this is a trading show, let's talk about procrastination in a trade. You know, if you're procrastinating in a trade and hesitating to go into the trade, then you could actually have an emotional block that's stopping you from going in because there's a fear or a pain associated with entering the trade. And so that procrastination causes you to enter the trade too late. And I hear that all the time. It's just a very common thing because there's a fear-based thought in your subconscious that's kind of kicking in. And so you hesitate to get in the trade or you procrastinate. So a couple of things we can do. Let's talk about first just the normal everyday stuff like the taxes, and then we'll go back to the trading. We're going to really go right back to trading and use the same kind of technique. So what do you do to combat it or avoid procrastination? Well, one of the things is to literally attack the issue immediately. So if you, let's say, have a deadline in 2 weeks and you just got notice today, then you attack it today, or you attack at least a piece of it today. You start something today and you attack it ahead of time. Then all of a sudden procrastination doesn't exist. It kind of just melts away and it's gone.
Right.
So that's one way. So with your taxes, you know, if you want to wait till February 15th, then you can do that, or just a couple days before, or make a deal with the post office that you can bring your taxes in a little bit later and get your paper stamped. But why not just say, you know what, did Super Bowl last weekend. Now I'm going to attack my taxes this weekend and get them done. I'm just going to get them done. I'm just going to go through them, or at least begin them. So one way is to attack the issue immediately and, you know, or do a little piece of it. Okay, that's one way. So another thing is you want to feel good about what you're doing. You know, so if you did attack it, let's say, this weekend, don't just, like, do it and say, phew, it's over. Go, you know what, that feels really, really good. It's done. Start getting yourself into a mental pattern that when you get something on your plate to do, a timeline or something to do, that you attack it right away. Because what happens is procrastination will melt away. It just doesn't even exist. It doesn't give any room for it to exist. So attack it immediately and do it before you have to, and then feel good about doing it. Feel really good about doing it, and that really helps. Okay, next. Remember that the time that it takes to do something is usually not as long as the time you think in your head, because a lot of times we procrastinate because we say, oh, I'm going to kill the whole Saturday doing my taxes, and I'd really like to be out playing golf, or I'd like to be doing this or doing that, and I'm going to spend all this time doing it. So a lot of, and it's going to take me all day long. You know, you have it in your head that the length of time that it's going to take you is actually longer, usually, and I'm not saying all the time, because sometimes there are, you know, pretty, you know, larger tasks at hand. But a lot of times what you're thinking in your head is much larger than it really is. So you want to remember that. Say, oh, you know, and when you finish and you finally accomplish what you meant to do, then, again, look back and go, geez, look at how long it took me. It didn't even take me. I thought it was going to take the whole day. It was only half a day, and I could have got that done last week, or I could have gotten a piece of it done last week, or I could have done a little bit each day, and I would have had my whole weekend anyway. So, again, timing is important, and how you think about time is very, very important. So know that usually the time that you're thinking is typically longer than it really is. Now, again, you're going to run into times where it is long or maybe even longer than you thought it was going to take. That's even more reason to attack something right away so that you give yourself time and room. How many times have you, you know, done something where you had a deadline and then you got into it and realized, oh, man, I thought I could do it in a day. Here's the reverse part.
Right.
I thought I could do it in a day, and I need more time than that. There's no way I can finish this in a day. And now you're stuck because you have the deadline due. So you want to attack something, one of the best ways, attack it immediately, even if you only do a little piece of it. Okay, next. Let's go through. You want to get momentum. And to get momentum on your task, whatever that is, a good way is to just chip away at it a little by little. So, again, let's say it's the taxes. You want to chip away at it little by little. So let's say this week you do one set of papers or you do one bank account, and then tomorrow you do the next bank account. And you don't overwhelm yourself that everything has to be done in one day. And then before you know it, the week is done, and you've got everything finished. And it really didn't cost you that much time. And you chipped away at it, and you didn't have to get stressed out about it, that you were putting pressure on yourself. One of the things, especially with the taxes, especially nowadays with the taxes and all these tax criteria and the rules that they have, it's very important that you take your time with your taxes so that you do get back the money that you deserve in what you're doing, and that your taxes are done in a way so that it doesn't send up a red flag, and that, you know, they're just done appropriately. That's the thing that you really want to make sure of. The last thing you want to have happen is rush through them, you know, forget a couple things on there that sends up the red flag, and then all of a sudden, now you got to go back in there, and they call you in, and you got to really redo them, and then that's going to really cost you a lot of heartburn. So one of the things to look at is chipping away at the task at hand a little by little, and do just a little bit at a time. And again, feel good about what you did. And you might want to mark down, let's say if you're doing your taxes, and let's say you have a couple bank accounts, let's say you have two bank accounts, and you have a couple credit cards you got to go through, or whatever you have to do to log your stuff in, measure how long it took you to do that. So then you could plan the next time. Let's say it took you an hour and a half to finish one account, and you go, okay, that's pretty good, an hour and a half. I could do an hour and a half. I'll plan an hour and a half for tomorrow. Now that you know what it's going to take you, now you can plan your time accordingly and know that you're going to finish on time. That will take, again, the stress off your head and your mind. One of the challenges with procrastinating is that it can get pretty toxic. It can get, and what I mean by toxic is you've got this thought sitting in your head. You know you have to do something. It always comes into play every time something else comes up that you have to do, because you would rather be doing that maybe than doing whatever that task is. And so you're really having this like toxic environment in your mind, because you're thinking about it all the time. And instead of being in the moment and enjoying your life and doing the things that you like to do, now your mind is drifting off to all other places because you have to do this thing. I know I've lost sleep over doing some of these things, and it drives me crazy because I literally lose sleep over it. And so what good is that? So now my rule for myself is that I attack things very quickly. And if it's something that I don't like, I attack it even faster, because I don't want it in my life for very long. I don't want that thing driving me crazy for so long that it consumes me and I don't enjoy anything else that's happening. So I won't let that crowd up my mind any longer. So I look to attack it very quickly and say, okay, I'm just going to do it. And another thing that I found that helps when you're attacking something that you don't particularly like to do, set the mood. Okay, I don't have that on the list here, but set the mood. Like I put on the records, or my records, I put on the CD, I put on my iPod, and I put it onto the speakers, and I create a mood that is pleasurable, not something that's unpleasurable, but something that's pleasurable. So create the mood that's pleasurable, and I don't look at my watch, and I don't look at the clock. I don't look at how long it's taking me or that I'm missing something else. I just focus on what I'm doing. I enjoy myself as I'm doing it. I'm creating an atmosphere so I can enjoy it, not hate it, enjoy it, and then just plow through it one by one. And when it's over, you know, it feels really good because you had all that music going on and you got this thing, you know, out of the way and off your mind, and you're feeling much, much better about it. So create an atmosphere and a mood for yourself that you enjoy, you know, something that you enjoy, and do it during that time, during a very, very relaxing kind of time. Or let's say you can do something. Let's say you just have to sort out papers. Let's go back to the taxes again. Let's say you have to just sort out papers. But, you know, there's something on television that you want to see. Maybe it's a football game or whatever. You know, take a small stack of papers and just start sorting them out, because there's nothing that's going to go wrong during that time, and you can watch the football game or whatever, hockey or whatever you're into, and you can watch your game, and you can sort your papers out, and before you know it, it's done, and you didn't even realize you were doing it because you were enjoying the football game at the same time. So that's another way to do it. So keeping your mind occupied on one thing and then kind of doing it on the side at the same time. That's another way to do it. Now, I'm not suggesting you do it when you're calculating numbers because you want them to be accurate or anything like that. But, you know, some menial things like sorting out papers or sorting out dates or whatever it is, getting organized before you attack it maybe, is a good way to do it in front of something that you enjoy with music or TV show or sports or whatever it is. Okay, so that's another way to do it. Okay, now another thing is to get leverage on yourself. And what do I mean by that? Well, you know, you do things for only two reasons: to avoid pain or gain pleasure. Okay, you only do them for two reasons: to avoid pain or gain pleasure. But if you think about the negative side and the positive side of what you're doing, sometimes that can give you leverage to do something faster. It's like lighting the fire under your butt. You know, it's like it can allow you to take off and do something. So one of the ways to do that, whenever you want to get leverage on yourself to do something very quickly, is to think about two questions. One question is, on the negative side, what's it going to cost me? What will it cost me if I don't do this on time? Like, what is it going to cost me if my taxes are late? Well, it's going to actually cost me money. It's going to make me think about it even more. It's going to stress me out, and that's going to stress my wife out or my significant other or whoever's in your house. That's going to stress them out. And it's like, you know, you ever hear the kick the dog? You know, one person goes to the next person, and everything just rolls downhill. So looking at what's it going to cost me can give you some leverage onto doing that task a little bit faster. So let's take back the taxes. Let's go to the taxes and say, okay, what's it going to cost me? Well, it's going to cost me, it's going to consume my mind because I'm going to think about it all the time. It may cost me money if I don't do it correctly and I don't get it in on time. It's certainly going to cost me penalties. It's going to cost me. And so if you make the list very painful, then you know what? I'm just going to do it. You know, you're going to just get to the point where it creates leverage for you. Now, interestingly enough, this particular question relates to people who are what we call moving away from people. Moving away from people. They will actually do more to avoid pain than they will to gain pleasure. So if you really get leverage or get stimulated to do what you need to do by that question and the answers to that question, what's it going to cost me, then you are moving away from person. And is that a good thing or a bad thing? No good thing or bad thing. There's no better answer or better choice of what's it going to cost me or what will I gain from it. There's no better answer. They are equal. The thing is just to know which one you are so that you can gain leverage on yourself for the future. If you want to do anything to get leverage on yourself, to get yourself motivated and moving, then you want to get leverage on yourself. And then the other one is, what will you gain? This is a moving towards person. What will I gain if I do this? Well, you know what? I'll get this off my head. That'll feel terrific. I won't have to worry about April 15th because I'm going to have it way done, way ahead of time. That's fantastic. That's going to feel really good. Everybody else, I can watch everybody else scramble around. I can get my tax return faster. If you're getting a tax return, I'll have it ahead of time, and it'll feel great. It will feel really great. And so that's getting leverage by asking the question, what will I gain if I do this now? And that will help procrastination. So we have moving away from what's it going to cost me if I don't do this, and a moving towards person, what will I gain if I do this? Now, these two things can also be metaphors for anything in the future. So let's jump back to trading for a moment. And so if you say to yourself, what will I gain? If you find out you're moving towards person, then you could use that example. Say, you know, I remember when I did my taxes, I did them really quick, and it really worked for me. It really made me feel good. So you know what? I'm going to take my trades now that they come up because that will feel really good for me. I can make more money, and I just need to get this done. I need to place my trade, especially when all my indicators and all my setup is in place. And I'll know my three price points. I'll know my entry, my stop, and my exit. So I'll be prepared. I have a plan. And if by chance the market throws me a curve, I will be ready. But I'm going to get in there. I'm going to get in there because that will allow me to make my money and to check out my strategy and to look at what I need to work on, if I need to work on anything, and make a good trade. Make a good trade. Okay, break it down to smaller tasks. There's another way to do it. Remember we said about the receipts. You know, if you need to just sort out the papers first, I always see that commercial on television where the guy says, you know, I'm at H&R Block or one of the tax places, and this woman comes up with these two big boxes, and she dumps them on his desk, and she just says, you figure it out. And he's got all these papers and receipts, and, you know, this guy's got to now sort everything out. So always the first part of taxes is to sort out your papers and sort out your months and sort out your all your receipts and your invoices and whatever it is. Just sort them all out because that will be easier for you to attack when you have time to attack it. And sorting out can be done anytime. You know, it can be done anytime. So break things down to smaller tasks. One of my things that I'm working on right now is my garage. My garage is, unfortunately, my garage has been filled, unfortunately, since my mom passed. And I was procrastinating because it was painful. It was painful right. Going in there to sort her boxes and all her things. And,
sure.
You know, it was a very sad feeling for me. And now I'm looking for pictures.
Has a reason attached to it.
And so those pictures now are things that I want to find. So I'm looking at the whole experience now as something that I enjoy, not something that I dislike. So change what you believe. You know, if you go and you say, you know, it's a painful experience, and you change the belief and say, well, how can I make this experience feel good? And I said, you know, these are very special things of my mom, and, you know, this will give me an opportunity to connect with her and, you know, see what her life was like just by going through the stuff, her stuff. So making something feel better and changing the belief about it will also help you to put things in the proper perspective. So the procrastination no longer happens. So my goal right now is I'm doing the break it down into small pieces thing. And my goal is every single day I must go into my garage and do either two boxes of things at a minimum, two boxes. If I feel like doing more, I'll do more. If I feel like doing, you know, six, seven boxes, I'll do that. But I must do at least two boxes a day. And see what happened. Well, I started this already. And what was kind of neat was the first day that I did it, the first two boxes I did like in 10 minutes. So, again, I had in my head things were going to take longer than I thought. And I said, 10 minutes. I said, that's nothing. I said, you know, I can do another two boxes. So the first day, I didn't push it, but I did four boxes. And I said, you know, that was pretty cool. That was pretty easy. I can do that every day. And before you know it, my garage is going to be back to normal again. So, and, you know, there are things that I have to do. I have to, you know, put things on Craigslist that I'm going to sell, and or things I'm going to donate to the Salvation Army, or, you know, call friends that may be moving and need some things for around the house. You know, there's a whole bunch of different things. So, and again, you know, by doing that now, I can do it and get in some donations before my taxes go in. And so that's a good thing. That's a positive thing. I can think about it. I can think that shortly I'll be able to get my car in the garage. That would be even better. And so you just attack things to make it comfortable and change your belief about what you're doing. Now, does anybody else in that's out there right now have a suggestion about what they do for procrastination, or if they are really a procrastination hound and they just really procrastinate? How about you, Dwayne?
Yeah, no, it's an issue for me. It always has been.
Are you there?
Yeah, my whole life. It's always been an issue, and I've dealt with it.
Ah, okay. So we want to be careful about one thing, about putting the word always attached to that particular thing. If you put the word always attached to procrastination, then you will always procrastinate. But I'll bet you there are times that you don't procrastinate and you actually get things done. That it's not an always, but by convincing your mind always. Remember I told you that I think it was a couple of sessions ago when we did the Coach's Corner, I said be careful of those two words, always and never, because they're very powerful and they send a very strong message to your mind. And when you do that, you start to condition your mind to fall into that mode. So you say, I always procrastinate. Guess what? You're going to always procrastinate. You say, but the reality is, and this is the truth, the reality is you sometimes procrastinate. And my guess is that you sometimes procrastinate when things are just painful, boring, or uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So has anybody written in anything?
No, I don't have any comments. Anybody got any questions, any comments?
Want to tell any comments or questions totally off procrastination? I hope this helps you for your taxes. And I wanted to cover that just for people who are, because I know tax season is here, and I know that that's a real big thing for people. It's not the thing we love to do, that's for sure, but something we got to do. I heard a thing on one of the CNBC shows where they help people that have a challenge, and this poor woman, I felt so bad for her. She says, oh, I just lost my job, and my bills are coming due, and I haven't paid my taxes for 3 years. And he just almost had a heart attack. He said, no. You know, you incur more fees by not filing than you will if you file and you don't pay. So that's a little tidbit. If you're procrastinating on filing, get the old ones done. Get them done. Get some help. Get somebody to work with you. There are services that will actually help you for free to do your past taxes. I don't know if it's a government agency, but he gave it out on the thing there, and I didn't write it down. I should have. But there are agencies that will actually help you for free. Not many, but there's a few. You got to dig a little bit on, you know, who can help you do your back taxes to get them filed. So that's something you should do. Any other comments, anybody? No, we're watching this market go up here, and seems like we hit the high of the week. What around? What time did we hit the high of the week there?
When to procrastinate? Can you? I'm not sure what you were trying to say there, Iris. If you type that in again, I'll be happy to share that. Yeah, we did hit the high of the week this morning.
Okay.
At 9 a.m. Central after the news report.
Okay. 9 a.m. Central. So that's 10 o'clock. Yeah. 10 o'clock Eastern. Okay,
I'm trying to determine when to procrastinate. Can you help identify some? I'm still not sure. I'm missing something in that question.
Say that again.
I'm trying to determine when to procrastinate. Can you help identify some?
When to procrastinate. Oh, so I'm going to guess that he's talking about trading.
Gee,
when to procrastinate. Maybe he's rushing into
Iris,
a trade.
Iris says, I'm too on top of things.
Okay. Ah, two on top of things. Ooh, could be an engineer. Okay, engineers have a tendency to be too many things have to be in place for them to take a trade. And so they, you know, they're looking at too many things. Well, you kind of, you know, I'm going to give you the solution for this. Whenever you have a challenge, no matter what it is, just like this one, I want you to reverse it into a question and then figure out a solution. All too often, we have a tendency to get what I call stuck in the muck. You know, we get stuck in the problem, and we don't look at what the possibilities are. Now, what's interesting is people are very, very clear about what the problem is, and they stop. Right at that moment, they stop. So what he wanted to know, when do
Iris
procrastinate, which is slow himself down. So the question would be, what could I do in this moment, either to be more patient or to slow down or to not look at so many little tiny things before I have to enter the trade? And are they necessary? So one thing would be, if that's actually the case, because I'm not quite sure if that's it because we didn't have the detail on this, but let's say this person has a very large checklist that has to be in place before they take the trade, and they should prioritize the checklist. What absolutely, positively must be at the top of the list that must occur? That must occur. And go through the checklist and make the rule for yourself that you're not going to enter the trade until those must be in place things are there. Okay? So must be in place. So finding or identifying your setup checklist. And I don't know if you know, we haven't talked about that, but I always recommend that traders have what I call a setup checklist. What things must be in place for you to take the trade, for you to place your trade? What things must be in place? And with that comes, you know, your rules and distinctions on how to trade. And so the combination, you know, what must be in place, you know, Dwayne and Michael has some very specific things that must be in place before they take the trade. And if those things are not in place, you'll often hear Michael in the morning say, I didn't take the trade because we, you know, this didn't happen. This particular criteria didn't happen. So only say to yourself, I'm only going to take the trade if this criteria occurs. Now, if you can't stop yourself and you're being pulled into the trade, then you've got a block. And the block for desire or afraid of missing out can be as powerful as the procrastination to enter the trade and be fearful that you're going to lose, or you're going to lose more money, or you're going to be wrong, or you won't be right. All those things, that fear can be just as powerful, or the desire that a fear of missing out on the trade can be as powerful as the fear of losing at a trade and not getting in the trade. So rushing into a trade is an indication that that might be the issue, and not getting into a trade also might indicate that you have a block. And I talk a lot about the block on my website. You can go to robindayne.com, robindayne.com, and you can go to the home page. And in the top right-hand corner, you can go through the Take the Emotional Trading Test. That will give you a good indication if your emotions are getting in the way of your trades. And then once you're on that home page, if you scroll down to the middle of the page, the free stuff, there's several there are several presentations that you can go through that are very, very good that will give you an idea of what's going on in your head and what you're dealing with as a trader. And then if you really get stuck and you really think that you don't quite understand, or maybe you think you might want coaching and you're not sure, give me a call. I don't force anybody to take coaching. In fact, I discourage people to get coaching if they're not ready. If they're not ready to get coaching, I don't want to work with you, because I put my heart and soul into when I coach, and I want to make sure that people are on board with me, because we work very hard together. And then, you know, and it might be for you. But I can set you in a direction at least, or give you a couple things to do, you know, if you give me a call. So, there we go. So see the big red button? Test your trading emotions. And those are all the questions that you go through. And you're going to rate yourself. You're going to get your evaluation, and it'll tell you exactly what to do there. It'll tell you exactly which level you fall into and should you get some help. You know, if you have any questions about the coaching, please feel free to call me. I love talking to traders. I'm not a hard sell person. Again, if you're not ready to do coaching, in fact, the last two people that I talked to did not get coaching from me. But I set them on a direction, and I've gotten some wonderful emails from them saying that, you know, they want to do coaching with me. The few things that I gave them worked really well, and they want to get some coaching in the future as they start to get better, and they're doing well. So that's good. So please, don't sit there losing money in the markets and being emotionally not in control of what's going on. If your conscious mind wants to do one thing and you have a tendency to do something totally different, that means your subconscious fear is taking the trade or not taking the trade. Your subconscious is actually in control. Your conscious mind is not in control. I can't tell you how many times a trader will call me and they'll say, "Robin, I feel like I'm crazy." And I'll go, "What do you mean you feel like you're crazy?" And say, "Well, I know exactly what to do. I have my criteria. I see the setup, and I can't take the trade." I said, "Okay, we got a block here." That's how you know you have a block, because you know what to do, but you can't seem to do it. Okay, that means you have a block, and you need to get help. And the technique that I have, at a minimum, you want to consider the Blockbuster Package, which I teach you the technique to break that block that you will be able to do on your own, and you could do it anytime, because you will get blocks through your entire trading career, and then you'll have a technique that you can fix it. I am up to my last number. I don't know if I gave you last time, but I was up to 4,885 scrambles, and they're called scramble. And that's how many people I've done it on, and I continue to track them just like hamburgers. So definitely get help if you need it. If you're stuck, get help. If you have any questions, call me. The number is 702-616-3744. If you want to give me a call directly at my home office, 702-616-3744. And then if you want to email me, my private email is, and I'm going to post it in your box here, Dwayne, but I'll put in the private email.
Got it.
Is the rdcoach22@yahoo.com. So rdcoach, the number 22@yahoo.com. And email me your questions, or email me if you have a particular topic you'd like to talk about on the Coach's Corner. Otherwise, you will have to deal with the topics that I give you, which is today procrastination. Okay? So with that, have a very wonderful weekend. Are there any other questions out there?
Let's see. Nope, I think that's it. Ira said you hit it on the nose for her.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Well, I hope this helps. And again, break it down to small pieces set the mood or the atmosphere. Put on your music. Put on things that you like. And don't look at your watch. Just go and do it. And you'll be surprised how quickly it actually happens. You'll be very surprised. I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised. And then when it's done, go, I did a really good job. Pat yourself on the back and say, I did a really great job. I did really, really good.
Take yourself out for a nice coffee.
Take yourself out for a nice coffee. Treat yourself. Do something nice for yourself.
Robin, as always, great stuff. You have a great weekend, folks. Go visit Robin at robindane.com. The information is in the chat box, both the phone number, the email address, the website. It's all right there. It's up on the screen for you. Go take that trading emotions test. Watch the video. There's a lot of free content available on Robin's site. There's some webinars, yes. How to survive a trading blow-up, qualities of a winning trader mindset, three emotional triggers to involve. There's radio shows she's done in the past where she interviewed traders. So, you know, lots to do, lots to keep you busy on a weekend where if you're on the East Coast, you may be trapped inside. And if you have any questions for us here at CFRN, just shoot us an email, support@CFRN.net. And if you want to take our free trial, just go to CFRN.net/apply. Have a great weekend, and Robin, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, I'll see you on Monday. I'll see you on Monday, and then I'm off into the storm. So we'll see what happens, because I'm heading to New York on Monday night on the red eye. So hopefully they'll have the streets plowed by then.
Hopefully.
Have a great weekend, Duane, and thank you for having me.
Take care, Robin. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's it, guys. Have a great weekend.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Duane Reeves, his co-hosts and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a 1-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.